All right, so let's dive into this topic that seems to be everywhere these days.
Yeah.
Manifestation. You probably heard the claims, right?
Oh, yeah.
Think positive thoughts, and you can manifest, well, pretty much anything you want,
Yeah.
from wealth and success to those perfect relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It all sounds a little, well, too good to be true, doesn't it?
It is, at least the way it's often portrayed. There's a lot of oversimplification and honestly magical thinking that gets attached to the idea. But the basic concept that our thoughts and actions shape our reality, well, that's not totally wrong. And there's actually a whole area of science that offers a pretty fascinating perspective on this. Quantum physics.
Quantum physics. Whoa, that sounds a bit heavy.
Yeah.
Are you saying there's like a connection between, say, manifesting a dream job and the science of, subatomic particles?
It's not like you can conjure things out of thin air or something, but quantum physics, it explores the basic nature of reality, and it reveals some pretty mind-bending principles, ones that suggest we have more influence on our experiences than we might think.
Okay, you've got my attention. Let's unpack this a bit. So, where do we even start? I mean, how do you connect something as vast as quantum physics to like the idea of manifestation?
Well, we could start by debunking some of the common myths. One of the biggest misconceptions is that manifestation is just passive wishing. It's not about, sitting back and visualizing your dream life without actually doing anything.
So it's not like placing an order with the universe and then waiting for it to show up at your door.
Not exactly. Quantum physics actually suggests that our thoughts and actions, they're kind of intertwined. It's more about aligning our energy, our behavior with our goals, and, actively participating in creating the reality that we want.
So it's more about setting intentions and then actually taking steps to, well, make those intentions a reality.
Exactly. Another big misconception is that manifestation is instant. You don't just think something and it magically appears. Quantum principles suggest that it works over time, kind of like planting a seed and helping it grow. It takes patience, persistence, and, being willing to adapt along the way.
That makes sense. You wouldn't expect a seed to like instantly bloom into a flower just because you want it to. It needs the right conditions to thrive. You need to care for it.
Exactly. Now, where quantum physics gets really interesting, at least as it relates to manifestation, is when we look at concepts like the observer effect.
Okay, I've heard that term before, the observer effect. But to be honest, I'm not sure I totally get it. Can you like break that down for us a little?
In simple terms, the observer effect in quantum physics suggests that simply observing a particle, it influences its state. It's almost as if, like, our attention has a real impact on reality at a subatomic level.
So you're saying just by observing something, you can change it. How does that apply to, our everyday lives?
Think about it this way. Our expectations and our beliefs, they can be like a filter. They influence what we see, what we notice, and what we attract into our experience. So if we're always focusing on the negative or on limitations, well, we might be more likely to actually experience those things.
So it's not that we're magically creating those negative experiences, but it's that we're more focused on them, so they just seem more prominent.
Exactly. And the opposite is true too. If we focus on the positive, on opportunities and solutions, we're much more likely to notice those things and actually attract them into our lives. It's all about shifting your perspective and aligning your focus with the reality you want to experience.
So there's truth to that saying, what you focus on expands.
Absolutely. And that kind of brings us to another cool quantum principle, superposition.
Okay, this one sounds a bit complicated. Can you explain it?
Sure. In the quantum realm, particles can actually exist in multiple states at the same time until, well, until a choice is made. So imagine a coin spinning in the air. It's both heads and tails at the same time, right? Until it lands. This concept of superposition, it suggests that every single moment is full of infinite possibilities. And it's our focus, the decisions we make, that help determine which possibility becomes our reality.
So we're constantly like collapsing these infinite possibilities into one specific outcome based on what we choose
Yeah.
and where we focus our energy.
Precisely. And that's where the idea of co-creating with the universe comes in. We're not just passively watching, we're actively shaping our reality through, our thoughts, beliefs, and actions.
Wow, this is really making me think differently about how I create my own experiences. It's not just about luck or fate. It's about actively engaging with, well, everything in shaping the possibilities that exist.
That's a great insight. Now, there's another aspect of all this that often comes up when talking about manifestation. Energy frequencies.
Okay, yeah, I've heard a lot about that, energy frequencies. But I'd love to get like a clear understanding of what it actually means. Is there like a scientific basis for this idea?
From a quantum physics perspective, everything in the universe, including thoughts and emotions, has a vibrational frequency. Positive high energy states, things like joy, gratitude, love, they vibrate at a higher frequency.
So when we're feeling good and focusing on positive emotions, we're basically raising our vibrational frequency.
Exactly. And those high vibration states, they tend to attract similar frequencies, create a positive, you know, upward spiral. But here's the thing. The opposite is true, too.
So when we're stuck in negative thoughts or feeling down, we're actually lowering our vibration and attracting more of those same negative experiences.
Yeah, unfortunately, when we get caught in low energy states like fear, doubt, negativity, those lower frequencies can block us from moving forward and attracting what we want.
It's almost like we're sending out a signal and the universe responds accordingly.
Exactly. Now, even with all these quantum principles at play, there are still some subtle misconceptions about manifestation that we should address.
All right, let's hear them. What else do we need to be aware of, you know, to avoid falling into those magical thinking traps?
One of the biggest ones is that manifestation is passive. Just thinking about something, it's not enough. We need to actually take action.
So it's not enough to just sit and visualize your dream life. You actually need to do something to make it happen.
Exactly. The observer effect, it's not about passively watching. It's about actively engaging with your goals. We have to think, feel, and act in alignment with what we want to manifest. It's about taking inspired action, making choices that support your desired outcome.
So we can't just wish for $1 million and expect it to just show up. We need to take concrete steps to, like, create the conditions for financial abundance to come into our lives.
That's right. We might need to learn new skills, look for opportunities, even change our mindset about money. It's about aligning our actions with our intentions.
Got it. Action is key. What's another common misconception?
This one's about control. Manifestation, even within the framework of quantum physics, it's not about having perfect control over every detail of our lives. It's more about influencing probabilities, not, you know, dictating specific outcomes.
So we can't just quantum physics our way into getting everything we want exactly how we want it.
No. Quantum physics, it deals with possibilities, not certainties. It's about creating favorable conditions, aligning your energy with what you desire. But it doesn't guarantee things will unfold exactly how you pictured them.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture. It's about understanding these principles, aligning our energy, taking inspired action, and then trusting, right? Trusting that the universe will, you know, kind of meet us halfway.
Exactly. It's co-creation. We do our part, and the universe does its part.
That feels way more empowering than just wishing and hoping.
Yeah.
So with all that we've talked about, what are some practical steps that, you know, we can take to manifest effectively?
The first thing is you need to set clear intentions.
Okay, so no more vague or like wishy-washy goals.
You have to be specific about what you want. Define your goals in a way that feels real and attainable.
Got it. I can do that. What else?
Next, focus your attention. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. You've got to minimize distractions and stay committed to your vision.
Yeah, that's easier said than done in today's world.
Mm.
But I get it. Focus is important. What else can we do to, like, improve our manifestation game?
This next step is really important. Take aligned action. Remember, manifestation is co-creation. So combine your focused intention with deliberate steps that move you towards your goals.
Action, action, action. That seems to be a theme here. Okay, anything else?
You need to cultivate high vibration states. We talked about energy frequencies earlier, right? So make an effort to cultivate gratitude, practice mindfulness, and embrace positivity. Those high vibe states will help attract more of what you want.
So it's not just about what we do, but how we feel while we're doing it.
That's it. And lastly, trust the process. Let go of doubt and just trust that, just like those quantum particles, the universe is working behind the scenes to align with your energy and intentions.
Okay, trust the process. I'm writing that down.
Hello.
This is all great in theory, but can you give us like a real world example? Let's say someone wants to manifest financial abundance. How would they actually apply these steps?
Okay, let's say that. First, they would need a clear intention, something specific like, I want to increase my income by 20% over the next 6 months. Then they would start visualizing that outcome every day, focusing on the feeling of, you know, security and joy that financial abundance would bring.
So it's not just about the money. It's about the emotions, the experiences that come with having that money.
Exactly. And then they would take actionable steps to reach that goal. So maybe learning new skills, networking, maybe exploring new income opportunities.
So taking those concrete steps, the ones that align with their intention.
Yes. And throughout the process, they would practice gratitude for what they already have, maintain a positive mindset about money, and trust that, the universe is supporting them on their journey toward financial abundance.
Okay, this is making a lot more sense. It's not about magic. It's about understanding the principles, aligning our energy, and
Yeah.
taking inspired action.
You got it. And remember, manifestation is a process. It's about consistently showing up, refining your intentions, and taking aligned action to reach your goals.
This has been really insightful. I feel like we've just scratched the surface of this whole topic.
We have, and that's the thing about quantum physics. There's always more to explore, more to discover.
All right, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's recap the key takeaways for our listener.
Sounds good.
So the first thing, manifestation isn't magic. It's about intentionally aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions.
And quantum physics, though it's often misinterpreted, can actually provide a scientific framework for understanding how our focus and our choices can influence our experiences.
We talked about the observer effect, which says our attention can actually impact reality, and the concept of superposition, which highlights all those infinite possibilities that exist before we make a choice.
And we talked about the importance of energy frequencies, right? How positive high vibration states attract similar frequencies, and how negativity can actually hinder our progress.
And, probably most important, we learned that manifestation is a co-creative process, one that requires both focused intention and inspired action.
Yeah. It's about setting clear intentions, focusing your attention, taking aligned action, cultivating positive energy, and trusting the process.
This has been really eye-opening. But before we go, I have one last question for our listeners to think about.
I'm listening.
If you could apply all these principles to any area of your life, what would it be? What do you really want to manifest?
That's a great question to think about.
We'll pick up right where we left off in part two of this deep dive.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about how these principles can apply to, well, all different areas of our lives.
Totally. You know, all this talk about energy and frequencies and shaping reality.
Yeah.
It reminds me of something I read a while back about how everything in the universe is interconnected.
That's a big concept, yeah, one that comes up a lot in both quantum physics and, spiritual traditions.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that we're all connected, that what we think and do can, ripple out and have effects beyond what we can even see.
Exactly. It really makes you realize that, well, we're not just these isolated individuals. We're all part of this bigger web of energy and consciousness.
And that our choices, even the little ones, can have a bigger impact than we might think.
It really is a humbling and empowering realization, yeah.
For sure.
You know, as we're talking about all this, it makes me think about how often we, get stuck in our own limiting beliefs.
Hmm.
You know, those negative thought patterns that can hold us back from, achieving our full potential.
Ah, yes. Limiting beliefs. Those pesky little programs running in the back of our minds telling us we're not good enough, not worthy enough, not capable enough.
Yeah.
They can be major roadblocks, when it comes to manifesting what we want.
For sure.
Yeah.
How can we use these principles of manifestation in quantum physics to, reprogram those limiting beliefs?
Well, the first step is just being aware of them. We need to become conscious of the limiting beliefs that are actually holding us back. And once we've identified them, then we can start to, question them.
So it's about shining a light on those shadows and questioning the stories we've been telling ourselves, sometimes for years, without even realizing it.
Exactly. We have to ask ourselves, is this belief actually true? Is there any real evidence to support it? Where did this belief even come from? And once we start questioning these beliefs, that's when we can start to break them down.
So it's about recognizing that these beliefs, they're not necessarily facts. They're often just stories we've created based on past experiences or, what society tells us.
Exactly. And once we've started to loosen the grip of those limiting beliefs, we can use those same principles we've been talking about, setting clear intentions, focusing our attention, and taking aligned action to replace them with beliefs that are more empowering.
Okay. Can you give us an example? How would that work in practice?
Okay. Let's say someone has a limiting belief about public speaking. Maybe they think they're not a good speaker, that they get nervous easily, or that no one will find them interesting. The first step would be to, just acknowledge this belief and see how it's affecting their life. Maybe it's stopping them from pursuing certain opportunities or, sharing their ideas with the world.
So awareness is key, right? What's the next step?
They would need to set a clear intention to change that belief. So they might say something like, I am a confident and engaging speaker. My words are powerful and I can inspire others.
So they're basically replacing that old limiting program with a new, more positive one.
Yes. They're essentially rewriting the code of their subconscious mind. And then they would start to focus their attention on things that support this new belief. So maybe they would look for opportunities to practice public speaking, you know, even in small, low-pressure situations. They might visualize themselves, you know, speaking confidently in front of an audience.
So they're basically immersing themselves in this new reality where they're already a confident and capable speaker.
Exactly. And as they continue to focus on this new belief and take actions that support it, they'll start to see their reality change to reflect that. Their confidence will grow, and they'll probably start to attract more opportunities to speak and share their message.
That's a really cool example of how we can use these principles to, you know, overcome those negative beliefs and create a more empowering reality.
It is.
You know, as we're talking about this, it occurs to me that manifestation isn't just about, like, getting specific things, but it's also about personal growth and self-discovery, too.
That's a great point. The process of manifestation, it's just as important as the outcome, right? It's about the growth, the self-awareness, and the feeling of empowerment that comes from, well, consciously shaping your own reality.
I love that. It's not just about getting what you want, but becoming a better version of yourself along the way.
Absolutely. You know, if it's okay with you, I'd like to share something that might help solidify some of these concepts. It comes from my background in software design.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
So in software development, you create these complex systems by writing lines of code. And each line, it's basically an instruction that the computer has to follow. In a way, the universe works kind of similarly. It's governed by laws and principles, just like a computer program.
So you're saying our thoughts, emotions, and actions, they're like lines of code that we're writing into the program of reality.
That's a great way to put it. When we set clear intentions, focus our attention, and take aligned action, we're basically writing code that aligns with what we want to achieve.
And just like a programmer has to debug their code, we might need to, like, make adjustments, refine our intentions, or change direction if things aren't working out the way we hoped.
Exactly. It's a process of trial and error. We learn, we adapt, and we keep refining our code until we get the results we want.
I love this analogy. It's like we're all programmers of our own reality.
And the more we understand the language of the universe, the laws and principles that govern it, the better we can write code that creates the reality we desire.
This is so empowering. It's like we're taking back control of our lives and becoming these conscious creators.
That's the whole idea. And the more we embrace this concept of co-creation with the universe, the more we realize that we're not limited by our circumstances, only by what we believe and what we can imagine.
This conversation has opened up so many new possibilities. This is incredible.
It is. It really is. There's so much potential within all of us to shape our own reality and create a life that truly aligns with our deepest desires.
Okay, before we move on to the last part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one more thought to ponder.
Okay, I'm listening.
If our thoughts, emotions, and actions are like lines of code that we're writing into this program of reality, what kind of code are you writing today?
That's something to think about.
We'll be back in just a minute to continue our exploration. All right, welcome back to our deep dive into manifestation and, well, quantum physics. I mean, we've explored some pretty mind-bending ideas so far.
We
you know, from that whole observer effect thing to, like, the idea that we're all basically programmers of our own reality.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild.
It really has. And we talked about how aligning our thoughts and our actions and our energy with our goals can increase the chances of those goals actually, you know, happening.
Exactly.
So before we wrap up this whole deep dive, I want to go back to something we talked about earlier, that idea of energy frequencies.
Oh, yeah, the vibrational essence of reality. It's kind of a mysterious concept, but when you look at it through the lens of quantum physics, it actually starts to make sense.
So for anyone listening who might not be familiar with this idea or wants a little refresher, could you explain what we mean by energy frequencies and how they connect to, you know, manifestation?
Sure. So in quantum physics, everything in the universe, from the tiniest particles to those giant galaxies, is made up of energy that vibrates at different frequencies. And that includes us, you know, our thoughts, emotions, even our bodies.
So we're all like vibrating beings, wow. Each of us giving off a unique frequency based on, well, what we're thinking and feeling and doing.
Exactly. And just like sound waves can, you know, resonate with each other, creating harmony or dissonance, our energy frequencies also interact with the frequencies around us. And that influences our experiences and attracts similar vibrations.
That's where the law of attraction comes in, right? Like attracts like...
Exactly. When we're feeling good, you know, feeling joy, gratitude, love, we're emitting a high frequency vibration. And that tends to draw more of those positive experiences into our lives.
So if we want to manifest, I don't know, more abundance, more love, more joy, we need to raise our vibration to match those frequencies.
Yeah, that's the idea. And that's where things like mindfulness, gratitude, and positive affirmations can be really helpful. They can help us shift our focus, you know, elevate our emotions, and raise our overall vibration.
So it's not just about thinking positive thoughts, but about actually feeling those positive emotions and like embodying those high frequency states.
Yes. It's about aligning our energy with the frequency of what we want our experience.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But I think a lot of people struggle with, you know, staying in those high vibration states, especially when life gets tough. Any advice on how to like stay aligned with those positive frequencies, even when things are challenging?
Yeah, it's definitely a practice. You're not going to be in a perfect state all the time. One of the most helpful tools is mindfulness. When we're mindful, we're present in the moment and we're aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment, you know? This allows us to catch ourselves when we start spiraling into negativity, and we can choose to shift our focus to something more positive.
So it's about being aware of those low frequency thoughts and emotions and consciously choosing to like redirect our energy.
Exactly. And another powerful tool is gratitude. When we focus on what we're thankful for, it shifts our attention away from like lack or scarcity and towards abundance and appreciation.
It's like we're training ourselves to look for the good, to focus on the positive, even when things are hard.
Yeah, exactly. And that change in focus, it actually affects our energy frequencies, raising our vibration and making us more likely to attract good things.
This is so empowering. It's like we actually have the power to choose our frequency, to create the reality we want.
That's the heart of manifestation, becoming conscious creators of our own lives.
This deep dive has been incredible. We've talked about the science, the practical steps, and even like the spiritual side of manifestation.
It's been a journey for sure.
It really has. So before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
Remember, you are a powerful creator. You have the ability to shape your own reality through your thoughts, emotions, and actions. So choose your frequency wisely and, well, just watch how your world transforms.
That's beautiful. And remember, the process of manifestation is an ongoing journey. Stay curious, be open, and never stop exploring what's possible.
I love that. That's a perfect note to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into, well, the fascinating world of manifestation and quantum physics. Until next time, keep those vibrations high.